lovely, the mistress, with her wide-apart grey-green eyes, and the droop of her lips, and when she smiles, her glance of amused surprise. How nonchalantly she wears her clothes, how expensive they are as well, and the sound of her voice is as soft and deep as the Christchurch tenor bell. Why do I call her the mistress, who know not her way of life? Because she has more of a cared for air than many a legal wife. How elegantly she swings along in the vapory incense veil. The angel choir must pause in song when she kneels at the altar rail. Said that we should not stare around when we come to church, or the unknown God we are seeking may forever elude our search. And I hope that the preacher will not think it unorthodox and odd if I add that I catch in the mistress a glimpse of the unknown God.